Holy Spirit, Good morning, Pastor. Let us pray. Early in the morning will I seek thee, O God. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that we come this morning, thanking you for another day that you have allowed our eyes to open, O God. Thank you, O God, for the new mercies of this day, O God. Thank you, O God, for giving us the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance to continue to stand strong in you. We thank you, O God, today, O God, for your word, O God, because your word is truth, power, and strength. We thank you for your anointing, O God, and we thank you for the presence and the power of your Holy Spirit on this morning. Father God, we pray, O God, this morning, O God, for all of your churches, O God, all of your pastors this morning, O God. Father, we're leaning and depending on you, Father, because it is you, O God, that we live and move and have our very being in. And so, Father, we come this morning with hearts of thanksgiving. We come this morning, O God, with grateful hearts this morning, O God, because you have been so good to us, Father God. O God, we ask that you would bless, O God, your people today, O God. We ask, O God, that you would lay your hands on your people today, O God, that you would strengthen them, O God, in every area of their lives that they need to be strengthened in, Father God. Be with them and lead, guide, and direct them, Father God. And, Father God, we thank you this morning, Father God, because we know that you are an able God, Father. And so we thank you this morning, Father God, because, Father, you are our God, and we worship you because of who you are, Father. And so, Father, we thank you for being our provider. We thank you for being our healer. We thank you for being our deliverer. We thank you for being a miracle-working God on today, O God. And we thank you for being our strength and weakness, Father God, because you are a very present help in times of trouble, Father God. And so, Father, there is no one. And so, Father, we thank you, Father God, because when we call on you, Father God, you always hear us. And so we thank you for the power of prayer this morning, Father God. We thank you for answered prayer this morning, Father God. We thank you for continuing to lead, guide, and direct us, Father God. Oh, God, we love you, and we are grateful, and we thank you for this opportunity, God. We ask that you to bless those that are listening, oh, God, by whatever mode of community this side this morning, Father God. We ask that you to be with those, oh, God, that are absent part of our family this morning, oh, God. We ask God that you would just touch, heal, and just set free those this morning, Father God. And, Father, we pray, oh, God, for the seasons, oh, God, that have endured the tornadoes and types of weather, oh, God, that they've been having, oh, God. We ask that you would bless the families of the victims, oh, God, that were hurt, oh, God, that were killed, oh, God. Oh, God, just lead them and guide them and let them know, oh, God, that you, oh, God, are right there with them, Father, because you, Father, that you would never leave us nor forsake us, Father. And we know that you're true to your word this morning, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you for this opportunity. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come, oh, God, and to be able, oh, God, to have a conversation with you this morning, Father God, because just a little prayer, oh, God, just a talk, oh, God, will make everything all right this morning, Father God. So, Father God, we submit ourselves to you today, Father God. Oh, God, we humble ourselves before you, oh, God, on this day, Father God. And we say thank you, we say praise to you, Almighty God. We say hallelujah to your name on this day, oh, God. And we ask all of these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Amen. God has the ability, amen, to bless us whenever we stand in the need of, because God is not slack concerning his word. There is a song we wanted to sing this morning, and number 162 in your hymnal, a song that brings us encouragement, amen, that God hasn't forgot about you. Look at somebody and say, God hasn't forgot about you. Look at somebody else and say, God hasn't forgot about you. Amen. Isn't that good news? Amen. In other words, amen, You got by yourself. Is it all right? I don't care where you are in life, amen. Amen. God will be true to his word, because the word said, I will never leave you. Look at somebody that God said, I'll never leave you. Lord forsake
you.
I don't know about you, but I found God to be true to his word. Amen. Even when I found myself, I've been doing my own thing. Message now, amen. I've been talking about me. I know y'all been saved all your life. Amen. Even when I was out there doing my own thing, God was right there. Amen. When the enemy said, I'm ready to take about God, I said, hold on. I got work for him to do. Amen. So 162, it says, pass me by, O gentle Satan. Hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Savior, Savior, hear my humble cry. While on others thou art calling, do not pass me by. Y'all ready to sing that? Pass me by, O gentle Savior.
Thank you. Oh.
talk about that a little bit later. You got to do it for yourself, amen. Amen. God, you gotta go ahead and let the Lord know, amen. God, I know you're the only one that you talk about, amen. You realize, amen, that God is truthfully worth, amen. He'll bring you out, make a way for you. I mean, that God will make your enemies your footstool. Amen. Somebody said a couple weeks ago, amen, he's my hellhound chaser. We're going to open up with the testimony this morning. Amen. You know that God is taking care of you. Amen. You know that God has continue to provide and made ways for you. You got to have a testimony. Amen. Even out right over here. Reverend Henry, you got a testimony this morning.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God this morning for the blessing of another fall Sunday. I thank God for truly he has brought us a mighty long way. If the head got for the Lord on our side this morning, where would we be? Hallelujah to his name. I praise God for Jesus. I praise him for the power of the Holy Spirit. And I praise him for the word of truth. Thank you, Pastor K-Son and First Lady K-Son, Heart of God Baptist Church. Thank you, Christian saints to God. We are pressing on. Because we got a better day coming, and we thank God for the blessing. I thank God for just allowing me to be here this morning. One more time, one more time. Grace and mercy woke me up one more time this morning. And I thank God for it. And I pray that God will continue to keep and bless you. And I thank God for my family, for friends, and for loved ones. God bless you, Lord of God.
Amen. To our phone lines, amen. Somebody got a testimony. We're going to go to our first caller. Last call is 7611. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank the good Lord. Gave me another second chance to stay above his ground and praise his holy name. He said, thank you, Father, for being so good to us that you have brought us a mighty long way. And we thank and praise your holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We're going to go to our next worshiper. Our last four digits, 0025. 0025. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, everyone. Truly, I thank God this morning for hearing my humble cry. I praise God this morning for giving me the strength to go through life's challenges. I thank God for my family, for my church family, for my pastor and first lady, and for the Heart of God Baptist Church. For truly, the songwriter said I wasn't going to tell nobody, but I couldn't keep it to myself what the Lord has done for me. For truly, God has done great things in my life. He never ceases to amaze me. And so I thank God this morning because the Lord is good, and his mercy, it is everlasting, and his truth endures through all generations. So I just thank God this morning, and I praise God this morning for who he is and for what he is, not only in my life, but in all of our lives. God bless you all, and have a very safe week.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony. I'd like to give a shout out to Deacon Bryce. Amen. We see you on the line. Deacon Bryce, amen. She might not be able to articulate, amen, but she's tuning in and she's faithful. Look over here. We got a testimony over here. Amen.
Because he lives, I can face tomorrow.
All right.
Because he lives, all fear is gone. Because I know who holds tomorrow, and life is worth the living just because he lives.
Amen. Great job. Amen. We got another one. Praise the Lord, church.
Hallelujah.
So just grateful and thankful to be able to just to come in God's house one more time. The time that that we just being able to spend with God, just to walk with us and talk with us. Just remember the song where it said, I'm free.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, I'm free. No longer bound, no more chains holding me. So just keep that song in your spirit and keep on going. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Got another testimony in the house.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I just thank God for another week. Thank you for another week.
Amen.
Good to see everybody. Thank God for what he's doing in my life. I just see that.
Yeah, yeah.
Each and everybody here, bring us back for another year. We'll call Sunday.
Amen, amen. We got another testimony. One of my sons, maybe another one of my sons, maybe that doesn't run. Amen. Ah, I need another one. Ah.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I'm just so blessed and thankful just to have my father, my mother, and all, this whole church family.
Amen.
You know, without y'all, I know what. Without God and y'all.
Come on,
you know what I mean? Without the heart of God, I don't know where I'd be.
Amen.
Like, all honestly. And
Nobody told me the road would be Back.
Say
our door is open. From rain or shine.
Amen.
Outside of here.
Amen.
Feel free to come anytime.
That's
we are here for God's people. Represent what God wants us to represent. And it's a good to have among our people today.
Amen.
God is proud that we are to. He loves us unconditionally.
Thank you.
Be blessed. And I thank God that I am able to stand here today out of good years. Sir, how about that?
Thank you, Lord. Part of our outreach ministry. Amen.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
All right. So on May 6th, we are going to have our clothing drive. We're going to be giving away free clothes. So I want to send out to this Sunday because collecting clothes is the month of April so that we can have clothes for the community. I will have the flyers next Sunday for those who pass it out to the community as well. It'll be from 12 to 4 p.m.
Saturday.
And if it's raining, we'll bring it inside. If it's not, we'll be outside.
Yeah.
And they can put some hot dogs out there on the grill. We'll be in the community as well. That's one thing. Spring cleaning. Bring the clothes that have been gently used.
That's right.
Or with tags on them.
Amen.
Or something that you would wear, so that we can donate it to our community.
That's why I need to get an announcement.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
I'm standing before you because we trying to bring in some revenue. I'm doing this along with the heart of the church. Remember those fundraisers back on our bulletin board back here? We got envelope, $5, $10, and $5. So, this time you can take our envelope, whatever y'all take, $5, $10, and $20. Put in, put your name on it, get credit, and we have cheap. Can't do that. I'm not going to turn anything. You can tell people that y'all can bring the money in.
Thank you.
if I think of people, that means I'm Jesus.
Amen.
He gave you all time. He loves you. And put God first.
Amen. Thank everyone for all of the fundraising going on. Reaching out to the community. Springtime is coming. We're preparing for our 20th anniversary celebration next January. Amen. We got to get together. Amen. Get things planned out for the 20 years. Amen. It's hard to believe. Amen. 20 year anniversary celebration. So, doing all types of things, gearing up for that celebration. Speaking of celebration, this Friday at 7:30 here at the church, 7:30 p.m. Amen. We'll be going over the seven last names of Christ from the cross. Amen. So we got some heavyweight preachers. Amen. We'll be coming and sharing seven last names of Christ from the cross. So. Please, ma'am, please, sir, if you can make it, amen, come out, be blessed on a good Friday, amen. All right. We're now getting ready to go to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to ask Reverend Lindsay to get ready to lead us in prayer. Pray for all of our families, our extended family members. I don't know about you, but I thank God, amen, that when I was a little child, amen, I had some praying folks, amen, that was always looking out for me. It was my grandmother, grandfather, amen, great-grandfathers, and aunts and uncles, amen. We had a neighborhood of praying folk, amen. Anybody ever grew up in a neighborhood where folk knew you, amen, and knew your parents, amen, and they were looking out for you, amen. I had some nosy neighbors when I was growing up, amen. Amen, but they were looking out for me, amen. Mama and daddy wasn't home, amen. The nosy neighbors, amen, they were home. Amen. And when mama and daddy got home, amen, they said, yeah, you know what your mind is. Mm-hmm. And, so we learned to behave bad at all times, amen, because we never knew, amen, who in the neighborhood. I mean, we had neighbors up the street, down the street, back behind, everything, amen. You couldn't come in and out the neighborhood without the neighbors knowing, amen. So you better conduct yourself like you have some good home training. Am I still my age now? Amen. You had good home training. Amen. Amen. You didn't want to disrespect the family or the community. Amen. So that's how we behaved. Amen. They would pray for you. Amen. Amen. They would look out for you. We thank God for that upbringing. Amen. Somebody said, thank God for the nosy neighbor. Jesus. So Reverend Lindsay, pray for our neighbors, pray for our president and vice president, pray for our congressmen and women, pray for our school teachers. I know we got people out on break for a holiday break. Some get ready to go on break, amen. So can you pray for those that are on break, all of the parents and guardians, pray for all the churches that are open in the name of Jesus all around this world, amen. I'm doing the things that are pleasing and in the sight of God. Reverend.
Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set thy glory upon the heavens. Oh God, we come this morning with a heart of praise and thanksgiving. We come, Father, thanking you because truly you've been mighty good unto us. We come, Father, just giving you all the glory, the honor, and the praise because of who you are and what you continue to be. We thank you, Father, because you, Lord Jesus, look beyond our faults and you saw our needs. And Lord knows we needed a Savior. We thank you, Father, that we needed a little more grace and a little more mercy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father, that you kept on dying. Hallelujah, Jesus. And your all power was in your hands. And we thank you, Father, that it was through your precious blood that you came for us. Father God, that we can boldly come before your throne of grace. And Father God, just give you all the glory, all the honor, and the praise. And for that this morning, we are grateful. We are thankful this morning, this morning, oh God. This time, Savior. Father God, I ask that as you move from heart to heart and breath to breath, Lord Jesus, that if you're seeing the thing this morning that's not pleasing in your sight, I ask in Jesus' name that you would wash us and clean us from all unrighteousness. And as you cleanse us, oh God, that you would fill us with more and more of your love and more and more of your Holy Spirit, Jesus. Oh God, have it to be that it will be less and less of us and more and more of you living through us, Father. For your name's sake and for your glory and for your honor. We thank you this morning, Lord. And then, Father God, I ask that you will look on your main servant this morning. Look on that that came son in a special manner. And as he prepared to give us the bread of life this morning, Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that your Holy Spirit will give him divine inspiration. Speak to him, Lord Jesus. Use him for your glory, your honor, and your praise. And oh God, I pray that through the preached word, that healing will come forth, deliverance will come forth, that we will have a closer relationship with you, Lord Jesus. That your peace, oh God, will reside upon every person. And then, Father God, I pray for First Lady Case Son. I pray, oh God, that you continue to bless her going out and her coming in. Father God, not only I pray for First Lady and Pastor, but I pray for their family, oh God. I pray for their grandchildren, oh God. I pray, Father God, for the heart of God Baptist Church in its entirety. Father God, we thank you for the worship that came this morning. We thank you for bringing Moses, oh God. We pray that you continue to bless him and his family. We pray and we thank you for Sister Lakeisha Davis, oh God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will look on this young mother, oh God. Oh God, I pray that you will strengthen her, oh God. Keep her learning her daughters, oh God. Grant her the strength and grace and mercy, oh God. Father God, I pray that you will look on Sister Chambers this morning, oh God. Continue to strengthen her walk in you, oh God. Continue to touch her body and look on her husband's life, oh God. Father God, we pray that you will look on Megan Price this morning and Reverend Sykes this morning and look on Sister Shepherd Stevens this morning. And Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will look on Bob and Papa Richardson this morning. You know all those that are sick and shut in. Look on Sister Sharon Randman in a special manner, oh God. And then, Father God, we pray for the absent part of our church, oh God. You know what they stand in the need of this morning. We pray for the heart of God. We pray for every deacon, every trustee. We pray for the prayer team this morning, oh God. We pray for the praise team this morning, oh God. We pray for those who pray your instruments this morning, oh God. Father God, we pray for all those that have come through this door. Bless their going out and their coming in. And then, Father God, we pray for this nation. We pray for this world. We pray for hurricanes and tornado victims, oh God. And we pray for those, Father God, that are being in the war torn zone. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will look on your churches, look on every pastor, oh God, and every servant leader. And then, Father God, we pray for those that have told you this morning, Jesus. We pray, Father God, through the preached word. Hallelujah, Jesus. This far Sunday, Lord Jesus. That somebody will come to know you as Lord and Savior. That somebody this morning, Lord Jesus, will say, I deal. What must I do to be saved? Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Move on the altar of your heart, Father. Let them know, hallelujah, Jesus, that your God is Savior and your God all by yourself. Hallelujah, Jesus. See that chaos in God, Father. See that all for them to save ya. See that more than enough. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank ya. We thank ya
in your altar, Lord, because you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. Hallelujah. And we love you. We love you this morning. And we thank you again. And Jesus, by the name of God, amen. Amen. Thank you. Give us the reason to just throw each other off the cliff.
Amen. The Bible says, come now, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, amen, I'll make them white as what? Wool, amen. And so because of the blood of Jesus, amen, we have been brought into a place, amen, that we can love each other and fight each other. You're quiet in here, amen. Amen. In other words, what God has done on Calvary's cross is he's given us the ability to behave like Jesus will behave. Amen. And Jesus said that he loved you so much that he was willing to give his life for you. Amen. So that you will have life, and not only have life, but have it what? More abundantly. Amen. So God wants you to have a good life. God wants you to have an abundant life, amen. But what we have to do, amen, is we have to learn, amen, how to behave in a manner that's pleasing in his sight. Oh, have mercy. So this is the part of our week where we learn what Jesus went through on his way to Calvary's cross. And what Jesus went through on his way to Calvary's cross was that he did some things, amen, that allowed him to stay focused, amen? And I don't know about you, amen, but every now and then we got to recalibrate and recalibrate and get back into the focus, amen, on the things of God, amen? And so what God did, amen, was he demonstrated to us, amen, that even though you're going to have challenges in your life, you can still, amen, be successful. You can still do the things of God, amen, if you follow God's plan, amen? Lord have mercy. And the thing that I found, amen, is that God has given us a tool, amen, to check the things, amen, that would take us off track. Is that all right? God has given us a tool to check the things that would take us off track. And on the way to Calvary's cross, Jesus, what he did was he used the Holy Spirit of God to fulfill what God wanted him to do on his way to Calvary's cross. In other words, he focused on doing the will of God on his way to Calvary's cross. He didn't get in a pity party, Lord have mercy. He didn't get frustrated and mad and say, I ain't going to do it, amen, because I'm mad and my feelings get hurt, amen. And that's the first thing that we need to understand is that we can't do the will of God when we're waddling in our feelings being hurt. Over there, amen. Anybody ever had your feelings hurt and got mad? Yeah. Anybody ever got your feelings hurt and wanted to quit and go somewhere? Anybody ever got their feelings hurt and you wanted to go on, get back? Amen? Amen? And you forgot about being a child of God. I'm better than that. Amen. See, when you on get back, amen, that means that you're going to handle it on your own terms. Have I got a witness? Amen. In other words, I'm mad. I'm going to get back. I'm going to put my religion and that God stuff and that Jesus stuff on the side, and I'm going to go get you straight. Amen? Then after I got you straight, amen, I'm going to go back and pick my religion and God go back up. It don't work that way. But the devil, Lord have mercy, he wants you, amen, to behave just like that. But what God does is he gives you a tool, amen, to be able to stay focused on doing the will of God. You say, Pastor, you got to say that two or three times. What is the tool that God has given us to stay focused on God? I'm going to say that one more time. What is the tool that God has given us to stay focused on doing the will of God? What is the tool that God has given us to stay focused on doing the will of God? Y'all going to say that with me? What is the tool that God has given us to stay focused on doing the will of God? It's the Bible and what the Bible teaches. The Bible and what the Bible teaches, amen? And so what happens is you follow what the example of what the Bible says, and you can use that as a tool to keep you from going astray, amen? Because the enemy, amen, is always going to try to come at you to take you off track. use this sports analogy. In the NHL, the National Hockey League, they have this tool that they use, amen, to prevent the opposing team from scoring a goal. And it's called checking. Anybody ever watch checking? Checking is a violent defense of their goal. And in other words, it's an action that they do, amen. That if you're coming toward to score a goal, amen, and you're in my territory, come here preaching, amen. What happens is, if this is the goal, amen, whatever I need to do, amen, to keep him from getting in the goal, amen, I'm going to check him, amen. And if he comes this way, I'm going to what? Check him, amen. And if he goes around this way, come around this way, amen, I'm going to what? I'm going to check him, amen. In other words, it's a tool to keep you from scoring the goal. But the enemy is always trying to come and take you off track. Thank you, preacher. Amen. I didn't mean to hit him that hard. Amen. Check it. And so what we have to do is we have to use the word of God to check, amen, what in the world the enemy is trying to do to defeat us. Because when they score the goals at the end of the time frame, if they score more goals than we score, they win. And while we lose. And I don't want to lose, amen, in this race for God. So I got to learn to use the word of God to check the enemy, amen, when he comes strong at me. Amen. Have I got a witness? Mm-hmm. Because if he comes strong at me and I don't check him, amen, he's going to try to win, amen, and take me off doing the things of God. And checking, amen, is a physical thing. In other words, we live in this body, but we got to use physical things, amen, to be able to check, amen, the enemy of God. Look at somebody say, you better check that thing. And when you get up in the morning, God said, I'm going to give you a tool that you can physically do something. And when you physically do it, you can check the attack of the enemy. So I say all that to say, Jesus on his way to Calvary's cross was attacked by the enemy.
Yeah.
He was attacked on a regular basis by the enemy. Amen. Amen. But what he did, amen, is he continued to do the will of God by blessing those that were around him.
Yeah,
that verse.
Come on now.
I don't even know that in one of the best checks, amen, to get your self-focus off of yourself, amen, is to bless somebody else. In other words, you can't stay in your pity party. You can't stay in your corner when you realize, amen, it could have been me outdoors with no food and no clothes. I could have been just another number, amen, with the what? Tragic end, amen. But when you understand, when you focus on somebody else and realize, God, I'm thinking this bad, but it ain't as bad, amen, as it could be, amen. And so what I'm going to do, amen, is I'm going to not focus on my stuff, but I'm going to bless somebody else, amen. And when I end up blessing somebody else, I realize how blessed I'm already what? I already am. But that's a tool that you got to use when you, and all of us get into the mood. Everybody in here get into a pity party one time or another.
Yeah.
Everybody get in your feelings, get in your emotions, amen. They shouldn't have said this. They shouldn't have did this. I don't know what that said. They made me mad. I'm upset. I don't feel like it. I don't want to do it. Amen. And the enemy, he's staying right by. He's scoring another goal for the enemy. Because we somewhere standing in the corner talking about, I ain't going to do it no more. Go time. I'm messed up. And the enemy's going through some. Scoring that goal every time.
Yeah.
But when you do a physical thing to check the enemy, amen, and Jesus, what he did, he said, while I'm going to Calvary talk, I can be mad. And Jesus had every right to be mad at us because he told us to do X and we did Y. He told us to do Z and we did A. Everything that God told us to do, we felt that it wasn't good enough because God told him in the beginning, he said, Adam, all I need you to do is don't eat of that tree of knowledge of good and evil, because in the day you eat of that knowledge, tree of knowledge of good and evil, you're going to die and everybody else behind you going to be dead spiritually. I'm not, it was that one piece of paper we talk about. Amen. It was that one thing that God told the human race not to do. He said, don't eat of that tree of knowledge of good and evil, because when you eat of that tree of knowledge of good and evil, you're going to die.
Yeah.
Just one thing. He just told you, just do that one thing. Look at us now. We can't even do one thing right. Just that one thing.
One job.
Look at what he said. I'll give you dominion over everything. He said you can name the animals, you can name the birds in the air, you can name the birds and the fish in the sea, you can name the creatures, everything, all of this. I'm giving you all of my dominion and everything. You have control of all of it, but just this one thing over here, don't mess with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the devil came in smooth on his ice cream, swerving, amen. And he said, God, he just don't want you to be like him. So God, amen, go lie to you, amen. And God is telling you something so you can't be like him. And we got mad. Why can't you not be like God? And the enemy comes in and whack, scores a goal. But God said, what I need you to do is not focus on yourself, amen, but focus on me, and I'll guide you through to where you need to be.
Yeah.
Let's look at this thing. It's amazing. If you knew you were going to die this week, Lord have mercy, would you focus on somebody else?
That's true.
If you knew this was your last week, amen, all of us probably doing everything we could, amen. What do they call it? Your nine wishes, amen. Amen. Your bucket list, amen. We'd be trying to cross everything off our bucket list, amen. But Jesus knew he was going to die on Friday. Lord have mercy. But on Thursday, come on now, he was still blessing the folk. Lord have mercy. Come on now. Could that have been me? Could have been you, amen? And on his way to Calvary's cross, Jesus thought about those, amen, who were less fortunate. On his way to Calvary's cross, Jesus stopped by and healed, amen, those, amen, that were of multiple sicknesses and diseases. On his way to Calvary's cross, Jesus took his wind and his jaw and his behind on his back, but he continued to bless and bless and bless on his way to Calvary's cross. Even when he got to a place, amen, where he was coming down, amen, as sitting on a donkey in a coat, amen, and they were saying, Hosanna, Hosanna, save now. No, they're the same people that were saying, Hosanna, bless God, on a third, on a Monday, amen, on a Friday, then we talk about crucified. How many of us know, amen, we got somebody two-facing in your face. Amen. Talk about they with you on Sunday. No, they're going to talk about I don't know you on Friday. Huh? How many of us will still be nice to that person? You knew in 5 days they were going to turn on you. Amen. You know, amen, they were talking that mess in front of your face on Sunday. They were talking about how much they loved you on Sunday. They were talking about how good you were on Sunday. But you knew, amen, that on Friday they ain't going to call you a no good so-and-so and so. That ain't worth, amen, is not even a child of God. And how many of us in spite of that were still blessed? Oh, I'm better than that. I'm better than that. God said, what I need you to do is focus like that. So let's look at what Jesus did on his way to Calvary's cross. We're going to go to Luke 18. Luke 18, verse 35. And it says, and it came to pass that he was come nigh unto Jericho. A certain blind man sat by the wayside begging.
Yes.
In other words, there was somebody in need, and he was blind, Lord have mercy, and he was begging. My question to us, amen, is will we help the blind beggars on our way to our crucifixion, Lord have mercy? Will we stop and take a look around and say there's a blind beggar out there, and I need to help the blind beggar, even though on Friday I know they're going to take my life. Would we have gotten our feelings and said, well, you blind and you begging, but you're still alive. I ain't going to mess with you because I'm going to Calvary's cross. so it says in verse 36, it says, and hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. Earlier we sang the song, Savior, Savior, do not pass me by. While on others thou art calling, amen, do not pass me by. And so Jesus in this instant, amen, he heard the beggar's humble cry, Lord have mercy. Not only was he blessing them, but he had the opportunity, amen, to bless this young beggar, blind beggar also. And so what Jesus did, amen, was he took the time out, amen, to do the will of the Father, even though he was facing an extraordinary task of saving the world. And sometimes it seems like our plate is so full. It seems like we're overwhelmed with the task at hand, amen, that we don't have time just to tell somebody I love you, just to tell somebody I'm with you, just the time to talk to somebody, just the time to show a kind and a caring world. We don't have time, amen, because we're so caught up with the stuff, amen, on our plate. But Jesus said, Lord have mercy, that he was going to take time to deal with this person. So the beggar, the blind beggar, said, what is going on? Verse 37, he said, and they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passed by. My brothers and sisters, we can't get too busy to tell somebody about Jesus of Nazareth, because believe it or not, Jesus of Nazareth is the answer to the sin problem of the world. And so when that person might not be blind, they might not be a beggar, but they might be looking at you and wondering, why is the world so corrupt? Why is there so much problem in this world? Why are so many people getting shot in schools? Why are so many people having problems financially? Why are so many people sick in this world? And we can easily get caught in our own thing, but we need to take the time to say the only reason, amen, that these things are happening is because nobody is checking the enemy. Nobody is checking the one that we cause the death and destruction. No one is checking them. And we need to tell them the only way that someone can be checked, amen, is if they know the word of God. They know the spirit of God. They know the power of God. And understand that the power and the word and the spirit of God can check the enemy and allow the healing of the deaf, allow the healing of the blind, allow the healing of those that are so scared that they got to carry a gun even in a school. But allow the healing of your finances without the healing of your physical body, and all you have to do is recognize that Jesus is still passing by. In other words, the opportunity for healing is at hand. The opportunity of restoration is at hand. The opportunity of forgiveness of sin is at hand. But the enemy wants to come in and rush us so that we get so caught up in our feelings and our emotions that we won't tell somebody that Jesus is passing by. He's the answer to all your needs. So after they told him that Jesus was passing by, verse 38, it says, and he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. Yeah. I don't know about you, amen, but there needs to be a time in all of our lives that when we're in need of salvation, when we're in need of restoration, when we're in need of a blessing, that we need to learn to be able to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy upon me. So, on his way to Calvary's cross. Dr. Lindsay, he didn't get worried about going to the cross. He didn't get worried about the beatings he was going to take. He didn't get worried about them taking him from judgment hall to judgment hall. He didn't get worried, amen, about them putting him on a cross, a death that's so worthy, so nasty, so terrible that you're drowning in your own fluid. He didn't worry about them putting nails in his hand. He didn't worry about them putting nails in his feet. He didn't worry about them putting a crown of on his head. He didn't worry about being mocked and ridiculed, but he has passion on the blind. He has passion on the beggar. He has passion on you and I. All his way to Calvary's cross. He didn't get caught up in his emotions and his feelings, but he stayed focused on doing the will of So one of the enemy's attacks is that he'll try to distract you from crying out to the Lord. So in verse 39 it says, and they went which beforehand rebuked him. In other words, folks didn't want them to get saved. They didn't want Jesus to take the time to look after the begging and the blind. They didn't want them to be able to stop because they wanted to be in the front. And you know how it is. Folks won't be out front and be seen. Have I got a witness? They ain't trying to do nobody so good. Amen. They just won't be seen. The word we use is signify. They want to signify like, I know Jesus. They want to name drop and say, I know him. And you get away because you're not good enough to know him. And I'm just glad that Jesus looks past your fault and see your deeds. God looks at the inner man. But man looks at the outward man. God looks at the inner man. God sees your heart and sees what you need. God's not worried, amen, about position and power. All he wants to know, amen, is if you want to be saved, if you want to be healed, if you want to be cleansed, if you want to be delivered, if you want to be made free, he wants to know, amen, are you willing to cry out to the Son of David? Have mercy. So, verse 39, it says, and they would wish before him they should hold his peace. But how many of you know, amen, when you got a determination to seek Jesus, they might tell you to close your mouth. But when you know how good he's been, the songwriter says, I said I wasn't going to keep it to myself, but I couldn't keep it to myself. Why? Because God has been good to me. Have I got a witness? Have you ever looked back over your life and thought things over and realized how good God has been? Have I got a witness? And he's been good, not only to me, but he's been good to you, to you, to you, to you. To you. Say everybody, he didn't have just one person that he was good to, but he's been good. We saw God said in his word that God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever blind, crippled, crazy, not be able to know one thing, not be able to know another thing, but God, he didn't pass them by. God, on his way to Calvary, God had compassion on the man that could not see, had compassion on the man that was begging, and he said, if you have faith, if you have faith, your faith, your faith, our faith, your faith. He said, Jesus is good, and commanded the man to be brought unto him. And when he asked him, he said, what shall I do thee? And he said, Lord, you got to recognize him as Lord. You got to have mercy. And you got to recognize him as Lord. He said, then I may receive my sight. And in verse 42, Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith have saved thee. I declare today that on Jesus' way, the Calvary cross, he still has the ability to save to the utmost, to save all the way down. The blood of Jesus has the power to save. make y'all know. God will save you right where you are. Whether you're blind, whether you're bad, whether you're crippled or crazy, God loves you. That's why I went to Calvary Talk, because God loves you. We need to stop getting caught up in our feelings and what we don't have and how bad it is, and tell somebody that God loves you. And if you call out and ask for mercy, thank you, Lord. God gives. In verse 43, he says, and immediately, he received what? Yes. Come on, let's give God some praise. Come on, let's give God some praise. You didn't have to wait for salvation. You didn't have to wait for salvation. The moment we cried out, and we say anything, he would say, immediately, when you call him Lord, he would say, immediately, when you recognize no need, in the one that comes by, oh God, he would say. And then what he did, this is the truth right here. What he did is what we need to do. And I think sometimes we forget to say that. It's the only way that we can keep checking the enemy. Because he's going to try to get you to forget about God. He says that he what? Followed and glorified God. And we got to understand that on a regular basis, in order to check the enemy, we got to keep glorifying and following God. We got to keep following what he says in his word. Because there's going to be some times in your life where the enemy going to try. But to know that you've been saved by God. What you need to do is give a praise to God and follow his word. The songwriter said it may not come when you want it, but it's always on time. Somebody cried to the Lord all night long, but I got an answer. I got a witness. The song that said we can make. God says we can make. Anybody ever had a crying day? We can say it's due for a night, but somewhere along the line, joy, I said joy, joy. Anybody got joy? Morning joy, somewhere along the line, joy will come in the morning. Look at somebody and say, won't do it, won't God do it, won't God make a way, won't God turn the situation around, won't God give you a praise at midnight, won't God give you joy, won't God give you a peace that passes all understanding. Somebody say, won't do it, won't do it, yes he will. Yes, he will. Yes, God will. He'll turn it around. He'll make a way out of no way. He still has the power, the power, the power to heal your body. He still has the power to keep you in perfect peace. Lord, praise him and to follow his word. And God will come through for you. God will come through for me. Amen. On his way. Come on now. On his way. Somebody see he's on the way. He's not on his way to Calvary no more. But he's on the way to build you and I a new building. He said, I'm going to prepare what?
A new building. check on your brain.
Thank you.
prediction. Just want you to remember it's Friday. And now we'll have a Good Friday service on Sunday, next Sunday. We'll have our Easter service. Friday service starts at 7:30 p.m. Easter service will begin promptly at 10:30 p.m. Thanksgiving and praise start here too. All right. All hearts and minds are clear. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for another privilege, another opportunity to be able to experience your word. Father, we pray that you will bless this word, that it will have a lodging place in our hearts, God, that we can be able to share with others, apply it to our lives, that it will be done to your glory. And now may your love, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, continue to bless, rule, and abide with us both now and forever. Be with the Lord. Yes. Thank you.